Welcome to Torah Timachanach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Sarah Malka Winter, and today we are studying Sefer Tehillim, Shir HaMa'alos, Chapter 130, Kuf Lamed. We have already studied 10 chapters of the Shir HaMa'alos and gained so much comfort and encouragement and guidance as to what our lives in exile could look like. We learned many lessons of truth, of our relationship with Hashem, of service, and many more. In this chapter, we learn the power of starting over. Verse 1. Shir HaMa'alos Mimamakim Kirasicha Hashem. A song of ascents. Out of the depths I call you, Hashem. What are these depths? Rav Hirsch tells us that it's double depths. We are in so much trouble, and we actually know that we plunged ourselves to the depths we now find ourselves in. Is there anything more depressing than that? Mima'amakim, many depths. Rav Elia Lapian actually looks at these depths as the beginning of hope. Every Jew has at the depths of his heart yearnings and strivings to come close to Hashem, to truly call out to Hashem. The problem is, it's often buried under so much dirt of desire for material and temporary pleasure. What David is telling us is, at my depths, I'm always crying out for you. I just need to reveal these depths, dig deep into my soul to find it. Verse 2. Hashem, Shema v'koli, tihiena aznecha kashuvos l'kol tachanunai. O Hashem, listen to my cry. Let your ears be attentive to my plea for mercy. Sometimes we turn to God and say, I know I've sinned so much. I know I'm in such ma'amakim. Let this at least be a merit for me that I am calling out to you. Do you hear that I'm calling out to you? Verse 3. Imavonos tishmarka Hashem mi'amod. If you keep account of sins, O Hashem, who will survive? The name of Hashem, that is Yud and He, represents, and its numerical value 15 represents, the perfection Hashem intended for this world, as we mentioned just a few chapters ago. The fact that this world was formed with the laws of cause and effect. If someone will fall off a cliff, they will accelerate at the approximate rate of 9.8 meters per second squared until they crash. And saying, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to, I wasn't warned. None of that really matters at this point. David HaMelech says, Hashem, we beg of you not to use this unforgiving law of nature when it comes to our sins, our relationship. Because Hashem, if you will truly count and keep our sins, O Hashem, who will survive? Now David uses the name of Hashem, which signifies Midas HaRachamim, mercy. Verse 4, Ki imcha haslicha leman tivarei. Yours is the power to forgive, so that you may be held in awe. Radak explains this verse to say, with all the powers Hashem has given to his angels and celestial beings, he will never give over the power to forgive, and thus, we don't turn to other beings in order to achieve forgiveness. Imcha haslicha, forgiveness remains with you. So we continue to develop our relationships only with you and hold you in awe. Malbim explains, a human being will decide whether and to what degree he will forgive based on the perpetrator of the crime. If the crime was not too severe, if the sinner is appropriately repentant, he could forgive. Forgiveness thus lies in the hands of the sinner. But in Hashem's world we say, Hashem, forgive us because of you, because of your greatness, Your awesome capacity to forgive. Ki imcha haslicha, for forgiveness is with you. Verse 5. Kivisi Hashem kivsa nafshi vilidvaro hocholti. I hope in Hashem. My soul hopes, and to his words I wait. Malbim defines the difference between tikva, hope, and yichul, expectation. We can hope again and again, and there is no limit to our hopes because they are grounded in our knowledge of what Hashem can do. But yichul, expectations, we only have for promises Hashem explicitly made. Our hopes are founded in our souls, and our expectations are founded in the word of Hashem. Nafshi Lashem, mi shomrim laboker, shomrim laboker. I am more eager for Hashem than the watchman for the morning, watchman for the morning. In this verse, David HaMelech expresses what it is that gives him hope, even as he knows that he has sinned. And what can give us hope, even as we have sinned, even as we face our imperfections. Nafshi Lashem, my soul is for God. He made me. He knew when he made me that I am imperfect, and I still remain his. From these depths of my lowness, these depths that I caused, I know that I wait for Hashem, mishomrim laboker, and can be sure of God's love, of God's eternal relationship. It is the bedrock of my existence. As sure as those who wait for morning, knowing that it will come. No, even more sure than that mishomrim laboker, even more than those who wait for the morning, is my clear faith in God's eternal love for me. Verse 7. Yachel Yisrael el Hashem, ki im Hashem hachesed, v'harbe yimo fidus. O Yisrael, wait for Hashem, for with Hashem is kindness and great power to redeem. V'hu yifteh es Yisrael mikol avonosav. And it is he who will redeem Israel from all their iniquities. Radak tells us that David concludes this powerful chapter with a call to action to all of us. David HaMelech now turns to Yisrael, to the Jew in all of us, and entreats us, turn to Hashem, for with Hashem is kindness and so much salvation. Sometimes we feel overwhelmed and scared, especially in our imperfections. We want to run and hide from Hashem. Please wake me up when it's all over. But David cries out to us and tells us, the very fact that you know you have sinned is the key to your salvation. Turn to Hashem. He can save you from all your averos. Don't waste this opportunity. Thank you for studying together Le'ilo Nishmas, Malka Esther, Bas Tzvi Yosef.